Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
It's true that we've indeed written to the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, and what we were saying as private citizens with persons with disabilities is reminding him that the government seems to have forgotten that there are people with disabilities within the country. We therefore see a situation where since 2012 the government has not commemorated the International Day of Persons with Disability, which is today.
Kwesikhathi abantu abalimele bale ba hostile umbe bale bad attitude. Ivela yini people without disabilities? Ngoba abantu abalimele bafama sinyana nge stress. Yeba le stress ku family, ube le stress ku public awuselo kwakho. Ukuhamba esibhedlela kakhulu ama 770.
Avo vanoti miririra vanoaiwo hurumende vanogadzirisa mitemo vange vari vanhu vanga vachitarisisa kukosha kwezvinhu izvi nyangoti nyaya yeumhizha neumhetura inyaya yakakosherawo vanhu vane hurema kuti vange vachikwanisa kusanganawo nezviri kuitika munharaunda dzavanogara vange vachikwanisa kuzivawo zviri kuitika munharaunda dzavanogara uye vange vachikwanisawo kunge vachirarama upenyu unenge wakati pundukei. Saka kurudziro yatiri kuita kuhurumende ndeyekuti dai panga pane vanhu vane urema vakati wandei vanopinda muhurumende vachikwanisawo kugadzira zvirongwa zvekuti vanhu vane urema vange vachirarama upenyu hwakapunduka.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
The annual observance of the International Day of Disabled Persons was proclaimed in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly. The day is aimed at promoting an understanding of disability issues and mobilize support for the dignity, rights and well-being of persons with disabilities.
This year's theme is Sustainable Development, the Promise of Technology. The world over, technology has made, or there have been technological advances, but the disabled still feel that they are being left out. How is Zimbabwe faring in promoting the rights of the disabled?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those with access to the internet, you can check your screens right now. That's our WhatsApp number. The number is 001-202-465-0318. So now send any message of your choice, and we're going to respond immediately. Yeah, kunja loko foto.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tauti tingi tichitarisa nezve vakaremara kuti kodzero dzavo dziri kuchengetedzwa here uye zvii zvingaitikawo nenyika kuti paone kuti kodzero dzavo nezvavanoda kuti zvinge zvichizadzikiswa zvaremekedzwa. Nhasi musi wa3 zvita izuva rakatarwa iro neUnited General Assembly rekuti vanhu vange vachirangarirawo vakaremara munyika dzose dzakasiyana-siyana dzepasi rino pachitariswa kuti zvii zvingaitwewo kuti vange vachirerutsirwawo mumararamiro avanoita. Gibbs.
Ye, zulu kandaba ndingatona njani lapha khona thina aye ngapha siyaphila. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje zinhlupho kumbe sithi inswelo ezikhangelane lalabo abaphila lobugoga. Siyakwazi ukuthi le lila ngeliqathekileyo silu ke iblessing umhlaba wonke jikelele. Bonke abantu balinanza laqalisa ngo-1992. Liqalisa khonapho ke kwakuthiwa abantu kumele bekhangele behlolisise kakhulu ukuthi labo abantu abaphila ngobugoga baphila njani. Njalo la malungelo abo ukuthi ananzwa yini. Yeah. So siyabona ke isihloko lo nyaka sithi sustainable development the promise of technology. Yeah, lapha ke kukhulunywa ngokuthi pho abaphila ngobuguga bangayenzelwa njani kunokuthi labo bakusebenzise ukusetshenziswa ngabaningi ukuthi nxa ungakhuluma ngetechnology ukhuluma ngakhona kuyani ukuthi phela even lamafoni enje itechnology kungasetshenziswa njani yibo ukuthi-ke bakulungisele phambilini ukuthi babe le mpilo enhle vele kulungiselwa khonokho. Ye, sizwe njalo ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe ilanga lelingwane alinazwanga kakhulu kodwa bakhona abalinazileyo. Usually kungalukuyahlupha nje nxa sikhangela.
For those of you who are just joining us, of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the rights of the disabled, and we want to see how Zimbabwe is faring in ensuring that the rights of the disabled actually are promoted and observed by the nation. Of course, there are still problems, Gibbs, especially to do with the representation in both houses, that is the House of Assembly and also the Senate. And there's also the issue of buildings that are not... that are not accessible to people with disabilities. So we want to look at a number of issues, the rights to education, and, you know, generally what is happening in society.
Yeah, I'll just read a certain line in the Constitution. Section 22 of the Constitution reads, "The state and all institutions and agencies of government at every level must recognize the rights of persons with physical or mental disabilities, in particular, their right to be treated with respect and dignity." I think that's a fully loaded kind of you know, provision. So at the end of the day, their rights are very important.
Indeed. Gaitende kuna our first caller, that is Mr. Mutetkwa. Mr. Mutetkwa, good evening. Mr. Mutetkwa?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Mutetkwa, we want to talk about the rights of the disabled in Zimbabwe. Your take.
Good. Yes. Yes, people with disabilities, we've moved this far. The current constitution looks more disability-friendly than... the one before it. But there are still quite a lot of hurdles. I heard you reading a certain section, section 22 of the Constitution. There is a talk of physical and mental disability. And if you read that section, there are a lot of inconsistencies that would simply show that probably the drafters were either in a hurry or did not care.
What specifically now?
Pardon?
I'm saying, what specifically are you not happy with?
There is no clear-cut definition of disability in the Constitution. That's one issue. Then secondly, I don't think people or persons with disabilities should still be talking about access to education, access to water, access to shelter, but they must be talking about political and economic power. So that's my opinion. That should not be the time to talk about no food, no shelter, but it should be the time for persons with disability to sit down and say, how many members of parliament do we have and why? How many permanent secretaries in government do we have and why? How many persons with disabilities are in the mainstream of civil society are organizations and why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are gender issues more pronounced than disability issues?
Mm-hmm.
Why should, why is African Union, you know, why did African Union yesterday celebrate AIDS Day?
Mm-hmm.
And today everything is just quiet. Everybody simply disappeared and nobody is talking about the International Day of the Disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think moving forward, that should be the trajectory that people should do with disability must take.
Mm-hmm.
From there, the basic steps to take, in my opinion, are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, let people fight for inclusion by way of seeing to it that they penetrate the required or all the political parties that we have in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, persons with disabilities must also liaise together, put pressure on the donors
mm-hmm.
to ensure that it, like gender, disability is on the agenda
mm-hmm.
or put on the agenda of everybody who masquerades as a human rights activist or yeah. as a human rights defender in Zimbabwe. Yeah. I'm not sure whether you are getting my me.
No, we are getting it loud and clear. You are making yes. very, very
so
good points there.
I suppose that it's high time that disability rights become part and parcel of the general human rights agenda. Because if you look at the current scenario,
mm-hmm.
Disability portfolio is somewhat been at a national level given maybe two senators in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not possibly a visionary, but I found it mm-hmm. given the statistics or the demographic realities on the ground. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the senatorial, the House of Senate in Zimbabwe, but ceremonial and powerless,
mm-hmm.
when that was built up, and the women were given 66 in the House of Senate. Because it was not powerful,
mm-hmm.
but in the most powerful House of Assembly,
mm-hmm.
when those women were given those votes, they then forgot that they had their own other counterparts with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
which also leaves the most of the women activists in Zimbabwe with an egg on the face,
mm-hmm.
because their quest for human rights in Zimbabwe, to me, is just about the endeavor with no iota of sensitivity.
Mr. Mtetwa, your line is breaking, but just try to move to another place and we'll come back to you. Do stay on the line, Mr. Mtetwa, we'll come back to you. Regaitori mwemteri, sama itamagadi.
Ndinofara, brother Jonga.
Ndiko ma blessing. Aiwa tiripo, tipeo fungwa zenyu, mainzu kwa hiri mudariru.
Regaitori mwemteri, nukutenda wama tetana wa kuchiru. Ne kukwanisa kutimiririra. Bible, not even the voice of the voiceless. Varume vaita kushinga kunonakidza kuti vanyore tsamba yavanyora. Saka tinoda kutenda izvozvo. Zvinhu zvavanga vachinareta makateerera. Zvinhu zvatinoona kuti hazvisiri kukonsidwa mugovernment yemuZimbabwe. Sematauro aita chekutanga kuti nhasi kwanga kwakanyarira kuti hazvikuti hakuna chimwe chinhu chiriko. Chinhu chekutanga chinoita kuti vanhu vanyarira kuti havasati vagamuchira. Vanhu vanorarama nehurema vakahwisisa kuti ndevamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvose vane mafeelings avo, vane maemotions avo. Saka ndozvinoita kuti vanyarare sezvezvi. Ndofunga vambotaura kuti vakaguma kutaura nezvazvo 2012. Zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti ndopavakazi amene vanga vaiuchidza pari zvavakadokanganwa kuti munyika mavo munorarama vanhu vane hurema. Toda kuramba tichivatenda nenyaya yekuti vataura kuti haisiri nguva yekuti vachitaura zveeducation, haisiri nguva yekuti vachitaura zvefood, haisiri nguva yekuti vachitaura zvemvura. Takuda kupindavo mavari imomo. Asi kana ukazvitaura uchiti unoda kupindamo ispecialist kutaura kwandaita kuti ane blind teacher, vanda kuti kuya kunorohwamwa hauhogoni kumaya, hatidi ipoliti dzekurovana. Saka vachihwasi kuti munhu ari disabled haangapindimo. Kana politics dzanga dzichiitwa cleanly, otherwise zvinhu zvose zvaigona kutimirira zvakanaka sekutaura kwanga zvichiita vana vamateta navakuchera. Saka tinoshuva kuti tibve pastage yakare yaya yekuti vaikuudza kuti vanhu vari disabled vanofanira kungogara kumusha. Vanofanira kungodzidzwa urombo. Haisiri nguva yekuti tinzirwe urombo, asi dai nguva yekuti titorwe sevanhu, separate and parcel of the community, part and parcel of the country. Zvinoita kuti tiparticipate pamavarious sectors akasiyana-siyana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru samaita nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Muri kupi imimi?
Ndiri mumwe nesi, ndinoshuva kuramba ndichibatana nemi zvakanyanyisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru zvatichaita. Aiwa, ndaningirikira tiri kuchengeta nhamba dzenyu. Hatingodiwo kuti titi musi unenge uchinzi ndo zuva racho ratinenge tichicherechedza kodzero dzevakaremara, ndo panongoitwa. Kana zvapera ipapo hapana chabuda. Tinowanzoda kutaura nemi zvikuru sei vanenge vari kumamisha uko kuti nzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei, nekuti vakomana vemutaundi nevasikana vemutaundi ava hatinogona kuvafonera. Asi muri kumwe nezi, tinotenda zvikuru. Rambai muchiteerera, tichakupai nhamba dzedu kuti tirambe tichitaura nyaya idzodzi dzirambe dzichienderera mberi. Risangoti tikapedza kutaura nhasi musi wa3 zvapera.
Zvakanaka ibaba,
tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Samaita is a blind teacher. And it's interesting that is in rural Mwenezi, you know. Of course, like I'm saying to him there, it does not just have to end today.
That's right.
On the day off, right? We want to continue our discussion about you know, their rights and what can be done. So that as the media, you know, the media also plays an important role in that respect.
That's
so
right.
There is that alliance that we must form, you know, to push the agenda forward.
Reaching out, you know, to some of these people. I think we are joined by one of our guests, Mr. Shupani Luke Chuma. He's working with the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Yeah, kunjani Chuma, ko Bulawayo?
Hayi,
siphilile kakhulu. So ungathini ke ngelanga leli lokunanza laba abaphila lobugoga?
Okay, engakutho nje ukuthi ilanga leli lihle only in terms of i-principle and in terms of i-paperwork ukuthi kuthiwa kula abantu abagogekileyo. Kodwa engikunanzelelayo nje ukuthi lezo ezinye izinto ezikhulunywa kuba ngama-theories. Abantu abaphila ngokugogeka abafowethu bathwele nzima kuleli lizwe laseZimbabwe ngendlela yokuthi ngani bakhangela nje indaba esukela ku-constitutional issues. I-constitution ibhaliwe nje mhlekuhle ukuthi yona inanzelele abantu abanokugogeka. Soba sinanzelela abantu abanokugogeka bakuma-groups ahlehleleyo amaningi kakhulu. Kunabantu be-physical disabilities, abane-hearing impairment, abane-visual impairment, aba-mentally retarded, abane-alzheimer. So you realize ukuthi i-constitution iyakufaka ukuthi bananzelele laba bantu. Kodwa okokuqala engakutho ukuthi i-constitution Zimbabwe leyi it's only as far as the paper would be concerned, and there is a line about the constitutional issue. We are told that there are 400 bills under the line. So, we realize that we celebrate a little bit of people with disabilities, not only. Ati oni kona nje, on the ground, abantu abazimelele. Ngathatha one example of abantu abaphysically disabled. Idea is ukuthi abantu abane-physical disabilities, i-infrastructure esetshenziswayo elizweni leZimbabwe, it's not adapted for use of people moving on wheelchairs, moving on crutches. It's trying to put up a story buildings. The shortage of lack of electricity. There are leaks that are supposed to take about an hour or whatever they want to do it business of the day. But if people in the fact that are on electricity community, and they cannot go upstairs, they are mama, which is and so on. Maybe in the 8 or 9 floors upstairs, the assistance. Then if we look at like the issue of curriculum, we have people who are hearing impaired. Abantu abahearing impaired, it really is not it. They are supposed to compete in connection with abantu of so-called normal hearing. Those people have a disadvantage in what it is.
Simekhonapha okwamanje wezethu siqhubeke baningi abasebengena khonapha kuhlelo siyaphinda sibuye futhi kuwe khonapha so what message Chuma saying ubambe khonapha bamba khonapha ungayikhashana Chuma bamba. So he's saying there are so many challenges being faced by people living with disabilities. And he says one of them is not visible, but is there. Like the shortage of power, you know, in cities. So whenever there is a power cut, they can't even go anywhere in terms of accessing even at work. You know, you can't climb, you know, the staircases without that kind of power.
The elevators
are a big problem. When it comes to the curriculum in Zimbabwe, he says people with hearing disabilities, they can't compete with able-bodied people because the curriculum doesn't give them that kind of right to access the material that they need. And it says even the constitution right now is only good on paper, like this day today. It's only good on paper, according to him. So it doesn't help them, you know, a lot. So if ever there was a way of doing it, the better way, the best, you know.
I think we have our second guest, Mr. Simon Muchineripi Mvindi. Mr. Mvindi, are you on the line? Mr. Mvindi? There's a problem there. Mr. Mvindi, can you hear me? Mr. Mvindi? Mr. Mvindi? Mr. Mvindi, can you hear me?
No, I think we've
got let's go to Mr. Mtetkwa. Mr. Mtetkwa, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes, Mr. Mtetkwa, you were encouraging the disabled to seek political office in order to change things. But, you know, some might say politics is a contact sport, especially in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Yes, there are concerns about all this violence that we hear in Zimbabwe's politics. Is this not a problem for you?
It is a problem, but I also don't think all political contestation is violent. It's only when some people decide to shelve, you know, their reasoning. And the behavior abnormally. That's, to me, yes, I take that seriously as a serious impediment. But all the same, there are various forums that could accommodate a proper, noble political contestation, especially at the political party level. But I assume causing us trouble is the inter-party contestation in Zimbabwe. The inter-party violence is there, we are seeing it here and there, but to me, it is somehow unreasonable, even by some with a disability.
Mr. Mtetwa, I think the phone is breaking a bit. We'll have to call you back, right?
How is it like now?
Hello?
Yes, how is it like now?
Okay, stay on the line. Do stay on the line or move to another place. Gibbs,
would you move to another place? Good.
Yeah, okay, very good. Slomnumzana ke umlilo ka tesike place ngeke ngani? Baba mlilo ungawtshona njani?
Ngitshonile baba tiwe ngitshona njani?
Isithole kakhulu ngapho kwankona konapho baba mlilo.
Hayi ngokulawa lapha enkulumane.
Eh, kunjani enkulumane?
Hayi. Ngidanile kakhulu ngoba ilanga leli angibonanga ukuthi kathi kuhambe njani. Akulanto lenzakeleyo lapha.
Ye, ubufisa ukuthi ngakwenziweni baba mlilo?
Mina bengifisa ukuthi nga i-constitution yethu leyi iyakhipha lokhu esingathi kuzwelwa ube kuzwelwa usizi esingathi i-charity orientation eyenzakalayo ukuthi umuntu ogogekileyo kumele abe umuntu lana ohlale ezizwelwa nje ukuthi hhayi simzweleli phela aphile. Kukanti-ke bayakhohlwa ukuthi hhayi siyenelisa lathi ukuthi sisebenzise esikufundileyo kumbe esikufundiswayo senze ngcono kulalabo abangagogekanga. Ngoba ngathi khayela lapha i-technology babadube siyabona ukuthi ezikolo lapho esifunda khona uhlupho lisasekhona ukuthi asifundiswa amakhompyutha. Lesikhathi samakhompyutha laphana computer lesson okwenzakalayo thina sabe esingathini sabe siphumula singafundi kodwa abanye befunda. Kukanti-ke lokhana kuyasilimaza ngase siya phambili kwi-education yethu ngoba ema-universities mali kuzafudingakala ukuthi ube yazi ikhompyutha usiyaphambili. So kuyahlupha lokhana bona kumele kulungiswe. I-government njalo layo yenze elokho inclusiveness leyo ibe khona ezikolo zonke ikwanise ukuthi abagwedileyo bafunde ngoba izikolo ezifundisa abagwedileyo kwakathesi bona saselutshwana most of them ama-missional schools. I-government yenzayo yabona indaba sombona kumele bakunonsise khonokhaya.
Aha. So ngasokubuya ke izindlu lapho kumele lingene khona kume njani?
Kuzitendi lapha.
Ehe. Hayi akona kustend. Kukuma lokhu ezindlini xa usiyangena lese esteze enala zethu kompana. Kukhona lapho lingangena khona.
Kulohlupho ngoba ama-lift vele amaningi lapha ikakhulu kokulawa vele awasebenzi. So ukuthi uzuyisebenzise ungene kuyahlupha. Ama-steps vele not disability friendly. So sekumele kulungiswe kwabatike lapha.
Aha. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulukhulu ngapho-ke enkulumane baba mlilo. Uphenduke phela ungahlali uhambe ube sunyamalala phela mlilo.
Hayi sengikhona baba Dube.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu emlilo baba. Anti kuchawuke.
Hayi sibongele
kahle. Echawuke baba. Yeah. So what Mr. Mlilo is talking about is that, you know, even the constitution appears to have some kind of charitable issue with them. He says, no, they are not... It's not necessary for them to be considered as people who can't do their own things.
That's
they
true.
Can do a lot of stuff. So he says, when it comes to technology, you know, there are too many challenges there. Most of the people that are disabled, he says, they are not being taught how to use computers. And when they progress in life, let's say going to universities and so forth, they can't do anything. That's a challenge to him.
Indeed. And of course, today there are over 1 billion people living in the world with some form of disability, and around the world, persons with disabilities not only face physical barriers but also social, economic, and attitudinal from the word attitude barriers. We'll continue with this discussion. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Mvindi, if you are on the line, do stay on the line. And you have Mr. Chuma, and also Mr. Mtetwa. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned.